Hello, God's priceless people. Praise King Jesus. I'm so happy and excited to share with you again. Yeah, it's been a while. We are going to talk about discipleship. Oh, I'm going to tell you about discipleship. I'm going to tell you the word that the Lord has put on my heart, the word that the Spirit of the Lord has put on my heart recently. Over time, I've been hearing it. I've been ignoring it, yeah, until finally, of course, God wins, and I thank Him that He has enabled you to listen to it. Discipleship, as you know, for a while now, I think a year and some months, we've been here online sharing and stuff like that. But it reached a point where I had this kind of conviction. How about people who don't have the chance to have a smartphone? You mean you're denying them that opportunity to get this gift of eternal life, to know about this man Jesus? There was one man who was Muslim and he had converted. But then one thing he said in his testimony that touched me, I think it was about 30 or 27 plus years, and he said, "You people are very selfish. I lived for all that long and no one had told me about this amazing man called Jesus Christ. So I don't want one day, probably judgment day, when your neighbor, the person you've stayed with all these years, when your relative will accuse you and say, 'You know what, God, so and so never told me about you.' It is going to be very shameful for us to claim that we are Christians, and yet even people around us do not know. It is not a good thing, I should say. How do you be a Christian and there are people around you who do not know it? Because one thing is, every other religion has something to identify them. The Catholics wear their rosaries. We have the Muslims, they have things to identify them. So the only thing that can identify you is you being a disciple, is you sharing the word of the Lord." Daniel chapter, the last parts of the first verse, it says, "But at that time your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book of life, they were saying, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake. Some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." So those who will lead many to righteousness, who will tell people of the word of the Lord, who will tell people about the gospel of salvation, about the kingdom of God, will shine like stars. Matthew chapter 9 verse 36 says, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless." This was Jesus. "Like sheep without a shepherd, Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.' When I actually stepped out to go in the field and preach the word of the Lord, door to door, I realized, indeed, people are helpless. People have issues and you have the answer and you're just seated with them. And the Lord just positions these people in that you go and talk to someone and they open up. And you have the words. They are just simple things that, just words that can change someone's life forever." So he looked at them. Jesus looked at these people. They were helpless. They were harassed. There are people going through so much and all they need is Jesus. They need that Jesus you're being selfish with. You don't have to give everyone money. You don't have to give everyone what you have to give them. Some people, actually everyone just needs Jesus, because Jesus has everything we need. He has it. Okay? So, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. when I went out to minister, some people would be like, me, I'm already a born again. And you ask them, where do you fellowship from? And then they speak a name of a false prophet, or they're fellowshipping in a wrong place. So one thing I realize is that these people are willing to go an extra mile and go preach to people physically, while as we are seated comfortable in church, we are in the comfort of, I mean, the church choir, that's enough. What if you're comfortable that maybe you're a treasurer or a secretary of your Christian union or your church organization, whatever it is? But how is you being a secretary in church benefiting those people who need God, who are out there? Do not be comfortable just being an usher in church. You're ushering people who already know God. How about you go out to those people who are in pain, who are struggling with sin, but only because they do not know God? So, Mark chapter 28, verse 19. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So this is what he sent out his disciples to do, to go and make us disciples. That is one of our main callings. That when you, he says, therefore go and make them disciples. Of course, when someone accepts, they have to get baptized. The kind of baptism that Jesus was talking about was immersion. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them everything I have commanded you. The part that amazes me most is this: and surely I am with you always to the very end of age. He was with us in the beginning. He is going to be with us till the very end of time. He's going to be there with you. You don't have to fear. You do not have to wonder, what am I going to say? Just have confidence in the Lord. He is there with you. Mark chapter 1, verse 17. It says, verse 17 says, come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. So this is someone once recently told me, I had a dream when I was fishing. That dream sometimes means you go out and minister, you go out and preach. That is what the Lord called us to be, fishers of men. We fish people's souls from the world and bring them to God. Mark chapter 10, verse 28 says, Peter said to him, we have left everything to follow you. I tell you the truth, Jesus replied, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. So you aren't leaving your usual schedule in vain. You aren't taking this shame to stand on the street and preach in vain. He has said, whoever's left those things. Some people have been shunned by their family members for getting saved. But you aren't doing all this in vain. We'll receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And with them, persecutions in the age to come, eternal life. So the biggest prize is eternal life. That part where I had read for you in Daniel, where it says they will shine like stars. But so I want you to also mark that on top of all the beautiful things God is going to give you, there are persecutions as well. You may go there and people insult you. You may go there and people say all sorts of things. I remember the first time I went to preach on the streets, my friend asked me, you girl, are you running mad? But I want to tell you, this is between you and God. You are working for something that is eternal. Don't mind what we're going to say. The funny bit is that when I first perceived it, that the Spirit of God wanted me to go and preach, I asked him, Banae God, are you I can't believe it. But let me tell you, whatever the devil is telling you, that you are too learned to stand on the street, you are too beautiful to be doing that. That is exactly what God wants. There are people who have refused to get saved because they see other people who, probably the people who they see on the street, look poor and all that. And God is just doing his work in them. He hasn't yet taken them where he plans to take them. So it will be a great motivation to someone to see someone as handsome or as beautiful as you preaching the word, to see someone as rich as you, as good looking as you, as learned as you, preaching. Some people think salvation is for those who are old, when you finish sinning and enjoying the world, and then you say, I'll get saved when I'm about to die. No, let them see you young as you are preaching. It will be a motivation to them to get saved. It will save them from so many troubles of this world. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. It says, when Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So he sent them out to preach the word. That is one of your main callings, to preach the word. And he gave them authority to heal the sick. So all this power is in your hands. And you reach heaven and you see all the amazing things you were supposed to do. You know, when I was still young, and you know, I think everyone got this thing where they would want to have superpowers and stuff like that and predict the future. My Lord, I realized in salvation, we have the power to do all that. We have the power to see in the spiritual realm. We have the power to proclaim things and they happen. We have the power to heal the sick. We have the power to say things and they come to pass. We have the power to see the future. We are just not using those things. John chapter 21, verse 18 says, I'm looking for it. Verse 18 says, I tell you the truth, when you were younger. No, that's not what I want to preach. Verse 15, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lamb. Of course, you can feed people with food that is tangible, but then people, the actual food they need is the spiritual food, because this is going to get them even the food you haven't given them. It's going to give them the wealth you cannot give them. It's going to give them the cars, the houses. Everything they need is in the spiritual food, is in the kingdom of heaven. So again, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take sheep. So you're supposed to take care of each other. You remember that part where he said, they look like sheep without a shepherd. That is how the Lord sees his children. When you neglect them and care about yourself alone, and you care about only praying, God, I need this, I want this, I also want this, I also want this. Let me tell you the most earning job in salvation. It is preaching the word of the Lord and intercession. We'll talk about intercession another time. But I am telling you, the bigger, when you just want to stay here online and share in those groups and share on your status, up and grateful to the Lord, and you think that's enough for people. People need the word. They need it. So the more you go out, the salary that the risk this person who has gone on the street is taking is not as big as the, is not as small as the risk you're taking to just share something small on your status. Of course, it does something, but I am telling you, when God is paying, he also pays this one a bigger salary compared to you, okay? So anyway, I want to conclude by saying is that Simon Peter was assuring Jesus that he loved him. But one of the ways to show Jesus that you love him is to bring these people to him. It is one thing to know something good, and it is another thing to also wish for others to get it. Share this beautiful gift of salvation that you have to others. You received it free of charge. Give it to others free of charge. And the Lord will bless you. The Lord will take care of all your needs. The Lord will, He will give you whatever your heart's desire is. I have seen these few weeks that I have gone out to preach people door to door, and the Lord has done for me things he hasn't done for me in the entire year I have preached online. Okay? So I'm encouraging you, do not fear. Just like he said that I am sending you out to preach the word of the kingdom of heaven. Prosperity, that wasn't the main thing he sent them to do. As you read those scriptures that I've shared with you, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. Even witch doctors give cars and money and houses. But there are people who are wounded, there are people struggling with sin. That is the word he sent us out to preach. Everything else is just a bonus. So don't forget to share this audio with a friend. Listen with someone. Stay blessed.